很高兴早上能够和弟兄姊妹一同来分享。
What a joy to share with you, brothers and sisters, this morning.
已过，在这里有华语学生的特会。
Of the past the training that we have with the Chinese-speaking students.
早晨我们发给弟兄姊妹的一个纲要。
There's an outline that we passed out this morning.
将是这一次，华语特会的最后一篇的信息。
It's the last message of this Chinese conference.
那刚好是主日的聚会。
Yes, this is the Lord's Day meeting.
所以同时啊，也是全召会的特别聚会。
Also, a special gathering of the churches here.
我们这次的主题。
The subject of this training.
乃是从神的经纶来看宇宙的历史。
Is the universal history according to God's economy.
这个宇宙的历史啊，有两方面。
There are two aspects of the universal history.
一方面是人的历史。
On one hand, it is the human history.
也就是属人的历史。
That is a history that belongs to man.
另一方面是神的历史。
On the other hand, it is God's history.
也就是神圣的历史。
That is the divine history.
这个神圣的历史是这个整个宇宙历史的那个核人。
So the divine history is the kernel of the entire human history.
人类的历史是这个宇宙历史的那个外壳。
And the human history is only the shell of the universal history.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们都是在人类的历史里出生。
We were born into human history.
但是我们却在神圣的历史里重生。
Yet we're regenerated in the divine history.
如果我们没有重生，
If we were not regenerated,
我们是不可能有份于神的历史。
We can never partake of God's divine history.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们是一个罪人。
We are a sinner.
原来是属于旧人。
We belong to the old man.
是被神定罪的。
That was condemned by God.
是在神命定的结局里是灭亡的。
It was meant to go to perdition.
但是感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
不仅他经过过程。
Now,
为我们钉死十架。
He passed through a process to die for us on the cross.
为我们成功法理的救赎。
He accomplished the judicial redemption for us.
更是在他的复活里。
But more, much more in his resurrection.
将我们重生成为神的儿女。
He regenerated us to be the children of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
所以从某一个角度来说。
From a certain point of view.
我们的旧人已经了结。
Our old man has been terminated.
正确的情形
in a proper situation,
就是我们不该再活在人类的历史里。
Is that we should no longer live in the human history.
我们应该活在神圣的历史里。
Rather, we should live in the divine history.
Amen.
Amen.
那这一次我们就是要强调。
Now, this time we want to emphasize.
众圣徒们必须看见。
All the saints you have to see.
我们已经生在神圣的历史里。
Actually, we're born into the Divine history.
我们已经接在神的历史。
We're actually joined to that divine history already.
我们要和神同写历史。
We should write the divine history together with God.
神圣的历史有它终极的完成。
The divine history has its ultimate consummation.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
那今天早晨的我们的题目呢？
And what is subject this morning?
就是要讲完成了。
It's talk about the ultimate consummation.
神在他恢复里终极的行动。
God's ultimate move in his recovery
以完成他的经纶
for the fulfillment of his economy.
这个所有读圣经的人
all the Bible students
都觉得历史人类的历史已经来到末了的时代
has a great sense that human history has come to its end.
我们今天就是来到神终极的行动了。
Now we're here coming to God's ultimate move.
我们必须懂得，也必须明白什么是神终极的行动。
We must understand what is God's ultimate move.
那这一次的特会呢
？In this conference,
我们所有的纲要
，all the outlines,
原则上都是出自夏季训练的结晶纲要。
In principle, it is based upon the crystallization study in the summer training.
我们知道在中西部的中召会
，We know the churches in the Midwest.
借着现场。或者借着录影的训练
，Some may have went on into Anaheim. Some may are studying the video trainings.
大部分的圣徒都曾经追求过。
Maybe you have all gone through.
那我们夏季训练的主题是《小申言者书》的结晶读经。
And the subject of the past summer training is the crystallization study of the minor prophets.
我们知道在旧约 39卷呢是分成几个段落的。
In the Old Testament, the 39 books of the Old Testament is divided into several sections.
第一个段落五卷书。
The first section is of five books.
就是摩西五经。
That is the Pentateuch.
第二个段落就是历史书。
And the second books, the books of history,
有12卷书。
Has 12 books within it.
然后第三个部分呢就是诗歌书。
And the third thing, the third book is the book of poetry.
那有五卷书。
Consists of five books.
然后呢，再有啊，大圣言者书。
Then you have the major prophets.
有五卷书。
Of this book has five books.
然后再有小圣言者书。
Then you have the minor prophets.
有十二卷书。
Composed of 12 books.
这很好记的。
It's very easy to remember.
五十二，五五十二。
Five twelve, five five twelve.
这加起来一共39卷。
Added to be 39 books.
这个。这一次我们夏季训练的追求是小圣言者的部分。
Okay, in the past training, we emphasized on the minor prophets.
是从何西阿书
，beginning from the book of Hosea，
约珥书
，Joel，
这个厄巴底亚书
，Obadiah，
啊，弥迦书
，Micah，
纳洪书
，Nahum，
哈巴谷书
，Habakkuk，
西番雅书
，Zephaniah，
哈该书
，Book of Habakkuk。
那撒加利亚我们这次没有摸
，We didn't touch Zechariah this time。啊，
最末了我们就摸马拉基书
，And then we touch the book of Malachi。
在这十二卷书里啊
，In the 12 books，
主要就是提到、啊、这个人类历史中的神圣历史。
It focuses on the divine history within human history。
那这个题目
，This subject，
是出自于啊主的仆人为着。约珥书写纲要的时候啊，写出来的。
Was written by Brother Lee when he began to write the outlines for the book of Joel.
我们知道论到预言
，concerning the prophecies，
李弟兄就提到啊，约珥书的预言呐、啊，比这个但以理更有控制的因素在。
Brother Lee talked about the prophecy in Joel has a more controlling factor than the prophecy in Daniel.
通常我们读预言呐、啊。都是读但以理书。
Usually when we study prophecies, we study the book of Daniel.
因为但以理书第二章
，Daniel chapter two，
这个尼布甲尼撒王看见了一个大人像
，King Nebuchadnezzar saw a great human image.
头是金金的
，head of gold，
胸膛跟膀臂啊是银的
，the both arms and breasts of silver.
这个肚腹跟腰啊是铜的
，the abdomen and the loins are of copper.
腿啊是铁的
，and two legs of iron.
然后呢，也有半铁半泥的脚。
And there are also the feet and the ten toes of half clay and half iron.
他又看见一块啊，非人手凿的石头。
And he saw a stone not hewn out of human hands.
扎在这个人像的脚趾上。
Smash on the ten toes of this great image.
于是啊，整个大人像。
Then the entire image.
铁、泥、铜、银、金。
Iron, okay, copper, silver, gold.
都一同被扎得粉碎。
We're all crushed，
就像啊夏天里禾场上的糠皮。
Like the chaff in the summertime，
被风吹散。
We're blown away by the wind，
无处可寻。
You can't find it anymore。
那打碎啊这个大人像的这个石头啊，就形成了一座大山。
And that stone that destroyed the great human image became a great mountain，
充满天下。
To fill the whole earth，
这是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王所做的梦。
That was a dream dreamed by King Nebuchadnezzar.
那神就兴起啊，但以理啊，为这个尼布甲尼撒王啊解梦。
Therefore, God raised up Daniel to interpret the dreams for the king Nebuchadnezzar.
说啊，这个头啊就是你。
That is the head is you.
也就是巴比伦王。
Who is the king of Babylon?
在你之后啊，就会兴起一国。
After you, you raise up another nation.
啊，是不及于你。
Is not.As high as you.
那从历史上我们读啊，就是马代波斯。
Yeah, that is Middle Persian Empire.
它是两个民族，却是啊结合在一起。
Two nations join as one.
就像两个膀臂。
Like the two shoulders.
然后呢，再兴起的一个国呢，就要这个得着全地。
Then another nation will rise up to gain the whole earth.
那么在马代波斯之后，我们就读到希腊。
After Middle Persia, we read the Grecian Empire.
那么希腊之后呢，我们就读到罗马帝国。
After Greek Empire, we had the Roman Empire.
这个罗马帝国啊，后来我们知道就分成东西罗马帝国。
Of course, the Roman Empire divided into two kingdoms, the East and the West.
在这个东西罗马帝国相继啊，这个似乎是亡的 这个过程中。
And it's continuation of the Roman Empire.
这个神兴起，这个天主教啊，这个教皇是很有势力的。
God raised up the Catholic Church. The Pope has a lot of influence.
在这个欧洲啊，有许多的民族。
In Europe, there were many nations.
在一个偶然的机会里啊，他做了一件事。
In a certain event, he did something.
给了一个所谓的一个民族的这个王啊，诸侯啊，这个设立一下。
He established a certain lord of a certain place.
这个人也运用了这个天主教教皇的这个权势啊。
And this person also used the influence and authority of the Catholic Church.
就认为自己比别人再高一点。
To think that he may be higher than the others.
这就是历史上所谓的神圣罗马帝国。
That is a so-called a Holman Roly empire.
一直延续到啊，这个拿破仑。
That continued on all the way till Napoleon.
但是这个大人像啊
，But that great image.
他不光是说这个两条腿啊
，Not only has the two legs.
他更是提到这个脚
，But also mentioned about the foot.
啊，半铁半泥。
It's half clay and half iron.
就这个历史的这个大人像这个预言的部分来说
，Concerning the prophecy.
今天我们已经来到这个脚了。
Today we have come to the part of the toes.
有强权，有民主。
You have the the strong powers and also democracy.
那接着就要发展到十个脚趾头。
And then you develop into the ten toes.
无论在但以理书
doesn't matter if we're in the book of Daniel.
无论在啊启示录
or in Revelation.
都说到将来有罗马帝国的复兴。
Both mention about the resurrecting of the Roman Empire.
这个但以理是这样说。
Daniel said so.
将来的这一位啊是啊七头十脚。
That has a seven heads and ten horns. This one.
你读启示录十二章。
Revelation chapter 12.
你读启示录十三章。
Chapter 13.
你读启示录十七章。
You read Revelation chapter 17.
都提到这个七头十脚。
Mention about the seven heads and ten horns.
这个七头啊，就是说到那女人所坐的七座山。
And the seven horns are the mountains that the woman sat on.
然后这个女人圣经她。称她叫做奥秘的大巴比伦。
And the Bible mentions this woman is as the mysterious great Babylon.
她是坐在众水之上。
She was sitting on the waters.
这是啊，启示录十七章啊，第一节就这么说了。
This is Revelation 17:1.
十七章的最末了就解释什么是多水呢
？And the last is what are the waters? That's
the woman sitting on.
That is many nations.
多方言。
There are many tongues.
多邦国。
And many people.
也就是一个女人呐、啊。她是坐在众水之上。
That there's a woman sitting on the waters,
影响到全世界。
Influence over the whole world.
但是她是骑着这个兽。
Yet she's riding on a beast.
又说到这个兽啊，是驮着这个女人。
This beast is bearing this woman.
这个兽跟这个女人。
Therefore, the beast and the woman.
这个女人跟这个兽。
The woman and the beast.
关系密切啊。太密切了
，has such a close relationship.
然后呢，圣经上就说
，and the Bible says，
七头是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by the seven heads？
请大家回去读啊，《启示录》第十七章。
Go back and read Revelation chapter 17.
说，是啊，女人所坐的七座山。
That it is the seven mountains that the woman sat on.
也是七位王。
It is also the seven kings.
这个约翰在写啊，《启示录》的时候
，John in writing the book of Revelation，
有很多。他不敢明言
，has many things he dare not to say it out explicitly.
因为他处的时代
，because of it, the age that he lived in
是罗马帝国啊逼迫基督徒的时代
，is the age that the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians.
女人所坐的七座山
，the seven mountains the women sat on.
所有读经的人都读出来了
，all the Bible readers would find out.
罗马城啊是建在啊七座山上的。
The city of Rome is built upon seven mountains.
你今天如果到罗马去旅游
，go to take a tour in Rome.
无论他们的简介
，it doesn't matter in their introductions.
或者他们的导游
，or even their tour guides.
甚至啊，他也有这种，这个叫做什么，小人国啊，这个 window，
They also a window, a miniature, a model.
都给你告诉你早先呐哪七座山。
We'll all show you the seven mountains.
所以啊，女人所坐的七座山就是指的罗马城。
So the seven mountains where the women sat, indicating this is the city of Rome.
又是七位王。
It also indicates it's a seven kings.
那很明显就是罗马帝国的王。
Those are the seven Caesars of Rome.
在啊，约翰写书信的时候。
And when John wrote the epistles,
他说五位已经倾倒。
His five has fallen.
就是死了。
That means they died.
一位还在。
And one is still there.
另一位还没有来。
Another is to come.
这个第七位还没有来。
And the seventh one has not come yet.
这个无论是但以理。
It doesn't matter Daniel.
或者是启示录。
Or Revelation.
12章。
Chapter 12.
13章。
Chapter 13.
17章。
17.
都讲到这个第七头不简单。
All talk about the seventh head. That's not an easy person.
这个第七头啊。
The seventh head.
出来的时候。
When he shall come out.
他会存留片时。
He will stay a short while.
也就是啊短命。
That means he'll be short lived.
他会死掉。
He'll die.
当他死了之后呢
？After he died，
约翰写书信的时候
，John in his writing，
先前有的一个王
，the king that was before，
现在没有的那个王
，the one who has not come yet，
懂这个话意思吗
？You know what it talks about？
就是啊，前面五个王当中一个
，that is one of the previous five kings，
就是先前有，现在没有
，is that he was there before but he was not here yet，
他要从无底坑上来
，he'll come up from abyss，
但是呢？他是啊，经过第七位
，but it is through the seventh one
来成为第八位
，he will become the eighth one。
听懂没有
？Do you understand what I'm talking about？ OK，
好了，这请大家回去读圣经。
OK， go back to read your Bible。
啊，就是第基督
，that is the Antichrist。
在整个时代的末了
，So at the end of this entire age，
如果我们读启示录第十二章啊
，If you read Revelation chapter 12，
这个我们的纲要有
，We have it in the outlines，
你们的纲要就有了
，You'll have it， you'll see，
你可以看
，You can look at it。
等一下，我不想讲
，I don't want to talk about it later。
但是呢，不知道为什么现在讲到这里了
，But I don't know why I'm here talking about this。
啊，我就自由一点讲啊
，OK， I feel free to talk about it。
这个启示录第十二章啊
，Revelation chapter 12，
约翰就看见了一个宇宙光明的妇人
，John saw a universal bright woman，
身披日头
，She's bearing the sun，
脚踏月亮。
And she's standing on the moon.
头戴十二星的冠冕。
She has the crown of the 12 stars.
这个主的仆人在解经的时候啊。
And the Lord's servant in interpreting the Bible.
就非常清楚。
He stated very clearly.
这是指着历世历代所有神的选民。
That typifies all God's chosen people throughout the centuries.
这个日头是指着新约时代。
So sun represents the age of the New Testament.
这个脚踏月亮啊，这个。它是脚踏的，所以它是就是没有那么高的。
Moon underneath her feet, that means it's not so high.
这个是律法时代。
That is the age of the law.
是旧约的律法时代。
It's the age of the law in the Old Testament.
头戴十二星的冠冕。
And her head has a crown of 12 stars.
就是以色列的十二个，就是说到、啊、列祖的时代。
That's the age of the forefathers of Israel.
从列祖时代、律法时代，再加上新约时代。就构成了整个宇宙光明的妇人。
So from the age of the forefathers, the age of the law, and the age of grace, and so on, composed of the entire age.
那约翰看到的景象是什么呢
？And what vision did John saw?
就是这个宇宙光明的妇人啊，要生男孩子。
That is, this woman will have a man child.
然后啊，有一只大红龙。
And it was a great red dragon.
哦，不简单。
Oh, it's not easy.
七头十脚。
Have seven heads and ten horns again.
十三章啊，说到从啊无底坑上来的兽啊，十脚七头一样的。
It's the same one with the one on Revelation 13, the one who rises up from the abyss also have the seven heads and ten horns.
那启示录十二章说到这个大红龙啊，他就是那魔鬼。
Actually, the red dragon that is in Revelation 12, he is the devil. He is Satan.
他、啊、这个在这个疼痛呼叫的这个宇宙光明的妇人的面前啊，就等着。
As a woman was travailing, this dragon is waiting.
什么时候生了男孩子，
Whenever、
要把他吞吃掉。
Man child is born, the dragon was swallowed up.
这个亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
什么是男孩子呢？
What is the man child?
就是得胜者。
These are the overcomers.
就是这个整个妇人里头刚强的部分。
That is a strong part of the woman.
历史历代
throughout the centuries,
神都得着了一般的得胜。
God has gained a group of overcomers.
这个得胜者的数字是要填满的。
And that number shall be fulfilled.
这个表面上来看，这个仇敌啊要吞吃得胜者。
You look at it superficially, it's like the enemy want to swallow up the overcomers.
但是这个得胜者却提到神的宝座那里。
But the overcomers was what? Lifted up, raised up to the throne of God.
然后天上就有征战。
After that rapture, there was a great war in the heavens.
这个大龙就摔下去。
And the dragon was thrown down.
圣经上说啊。
And the Bible says.
这个大龙被摔下来。
When the dragon was thrown down from the heavens.
就要和啊妇人的其余的儿女征战。
Will war with the rest of the children of the women.
时间1260天。
For 1,260 days.
就是末了三年半。
That is the last 3.5 years.
整个故事。
The entire story
在末了的三年半不简单。
It's not easy to talk about the last 3.5 years.
哇，这个撒旦啊，跟这个敌基督的完全啊联合成为一。
Satan is absolutely one with Antichrist.
这个限制的因素也啊失去。
All the factors of limitation has been lifted.
这个，所以啊。那是不法掌权的时代。
That is the age and the reigning of lawlessness.
得胜的呢
？And those who overcome
要在这末了的三年半之前呢、啊，就要被提到神的宝座那里去了。
Will be raptured before the 3.5 years to the throne of God.
这末了有三年半。
And the last way the 3.5 years.
圣经上说啊，男孩子要在这个三年半之前呢、啊。被提到神的宝座那里去。
That means the man child will be raptured to God's throne before the 3.5 years.
圣经又说到。
And also the Bible talks.
启示录十四章说到出熟的果子要提到锡安山。
Revelation chapter 14, the first fruits will be raptured to the Mount Zion.
这不是地上的锡安山。
That is not the earthly Mount Zion.
乃是天上的锡安山。
But the heavenly Zion.
那为什么呢
？Why?
因为那里说。
Because it says there.
他们是从人间买来的。
They have been purchased from.Among God's people, from the world.
男孩子是死了的得胜者。
Men child are the overcomers who are dead.
144,000出熟的果子是活着的得胜者。
144,000 those who are overcomers who are still living.
那圣经还提到。
And the Bible also talks about.
在这个时候啊。
At that time,
有两个人在田里取去一个，撇下一个。
Two were in the fields. One was taken. One was left behind.
两个女人推磨要取去一个，撇下一个。
Two women were there grinding their mills. One would be taken and one would be left behind.
Amen.
Amen.
我们就在末了的时代。
We are at the end of this age.
不晓得什么时候。
We don't know when.
你会发现呢、啊，你旁边的弟兄姊妹不见了。
Maybe you discover a brother behind you is gone.
这寻人启事啊，也找不到。
You can't find it on the ads.
对你是一个很大的兆头。
And that will be a great sign to you.
啊，你就被撇到啊，三年半里。
Then you're left behind for that 3.5 years.
圣经很多的地方提。
Many times places the Bible talks about.
普天下人受试炼的时候。
Is the time of the trial of the world.
要免去你的试炼。
You'll be free. You'll be safe from that trial, tribulation.
所以多处的圣经。都提到啊，末了的三年半不简单。
And many places of the Bible talks about the last 3.5 years.
Amen.
Amen.
但是得胜者要被提。
But the overcomers will be raptured.
成熟的要被提。
Those who are mature will be raptured.
主耶稣在地上提醒神的儿女。
The Lord Jesus on this earth reminded us people. We need to be watchful.
我们要预备。
We need to be prepared.
好叫我们啊，在普天下人受试炼的时候，可以免去我们的试炼。
Time of the tribulation of the old people will be free, will be safe from that time.
那我的重点不在这里。
That's not my focus.
我重点就是啊
，My point is
三年半的大灾难啊，就是敌基督。
That 3.5 years is just Antichrist.
也就是啊，但以理讲的。
It's what Daniel talks about.
也这个罗马帝国的末了的复兴。
The resurrecting of the Roman Empire.
有十个国家要来跟从啊，这个复兴的这个王。
There will be 10 kings following the resurrected Roman Empire.
啊，在这个三年半里头。
In those 3.5 years.
尽他所能的。
As much as possible.
来破坏，来逼迫神的选民。
He does all things to persecute God's people.
Amen.
Amen.
然后圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
这个被提的这一班人呢、啊。
That group of people who were raptured.
要在啊。 三年半的末了。
At the end of the 3.5 years，
就是最末了的一天。
That is the last day。
要同主一同。
They will come down together。
先到云里。
With the Lord first in the air。
在这个时候。
At that time，
已死的基督徒。
Those Christians who were dead will resurrect。
同着活着还存留的人。
Also those who are alive and remain
一同被提到云里
will be raptured into the clouds
在空中与主相遇
to meet with the Lord in the air
这就是我们安息聚会常用的圣经
This is the verse we use in memorial meeting
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章
First Thessalonians chapter 4
得胜者早就提了
The overcomers have been raptured already
看懂这个话吗
Have you seen this picture?
然后呢主在这里就要设立一个审判台。
And there the Lord will set up his judgment seat.
同时主在这里啊，要做一件啊，迎娶新妇的事。
And he will do one thing, that is he will marry his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
谁是新妇啊？
Who is the bride?
教会就是基督的新妇。
The church is the bride of Christ.
这个已过几天啊。
In the past few days,
这个我们提到整个历史的中心点啊，就是圣殿的建造。
The focal point of the entire history is the building of the temple, the house of God.
因为啊，这个当雅各离开啊他的哥哥以扫的时候
，When Jacob fleeing from his brother Esau,
要往他母舅啊，的家里
，Going to his uncle Laban,
有一天呢、啊，就来到一个地方啊，名字叫做路斯
，And one.Time he went to a place called Ruth.
身体非常的疲累。
He was so tired.
就拿着一块石头啊，当做枕头啊。
And he used a stone to be a pillar.
睡着了。
He fell asleep.
睡着的时候啊，耶和华就在梦中向他显现。
Then Jehovah appeared to him in a dream.
他就看见呢、啊，有一个梯子。
And he saw a ladder.
立在地上。
Standing on earth.
梯子的头。
The head.
顶着天。
Is reaching heavens.
耶和华就站在梯子上。
Jehovah was standing on there.
就向他说。
Speaking to him.
我是你祖亚伯拉罕、以撒的神。
I'm the father of of Abraham and Isaac.
长话短说，神要祝福他。
In short, God wants to bless him.
这个到了第二天早晨呢、啊，这个雅各醒来。
Next day, Jacob woke up.
哎呀，他就说。这个地方何等可畏。
Oh, what a terrible place this is.
啊，如果你要说。这是什么地方啊
？If you are to name this place, how what would you name the place?
如果是我，我说，哎呀，糟糕
！If I say,
昨天晚上碰到神了。
Last night I met God.
你想啊，一个罪人啊，碰到神啊，那还得了
？A sinner meeting God, what will happen?
他不是这样回答。
No, he didn't say that.
他说啊，这不是别的。
This is none other than.
这是神的家。
God's house.
这是天的门。
The gates of heaven.
哎，这个不是啊。我们一般的反应哦。
This is not our usual reaction, right?
哦，这个雅各就懂了。
Then Jacob began to understand.
他离开家，他没家。
Jacob, he left home, he's homeless.
这个神啊，没有我们，神也没家。
God without us, he is homeless.
借着这个天梯啊，哎，神来到人中间。
Through this heavenly ladder, God came to man.
也借着这个使者啊，把雅各带到神里面。
And through the angels that brought Jacob into God.
神的家不是别的
，So God's house is none other than
神的家不是很多基督徒迷信的天堂
，Just the paradise or going to heaven that the Christians so superstitiously believe.
神的家乃是神人相互的住处
，God's house is a mutual dwelling place of God and man.
神要住在人里面
，God wants to dwell in man.
人要住在神里面
，and man is to dwell in God.
然后到了出埃及记
，and when you come to Exodus,
我们就看见呢、啊，当神呢、啊、带领。借着摩西带领神的子民出埃及
，God led the people of Israel out of Egypt through Moses。
啊，到满了三个月啊
，After 3 months of time，
他们就来到了西乃山。
They came to the foothill of Mount Sinai。
在西乃山呢、啊，神就在那里啊颁布律法。
There God decreed the law。
我就多说一点了。
I will speak a little bit more here。
这个神颁布律法
，God decreeing the law。
严格来说
，Strictly speaking，
不是为着神子民去实行的。
It's not for God's people to practice to keep。
它主要的点
，the main point，
就是启示神是怎样的。
Is to reveal what kind of God He is。
你好好读律法
，just read the law，
你就会读出神是爱的神。
You see, God is the God of love。
神是光的神。
God is the God of light。
神是圣的神。
God is God of holiness。
神是义的神。
God is righteous。
同时，你也可以读出。
So also you can read，
啊，当你去实行的时候，你就做不来。
When you go practice, you can't do, you can't keep it。
就读出你是一个罪人。
Then in reading the law, you find out I am a sinner。
那神的目的是何在呢
？And what is the purpose of God？
就是我们没有办法做。
That is what we cannot do。
神是要把我们引到他面前。
That He just wants to lead us to Him。
就在这个颁布律法后呢
？After the decreeing of the law，
神就嘱咐摩西。
God told Moses，
你要为我盖圣所。
You build a holy tabernacle for us，
使我可以住在呀、啊、你们中间。
I may dwell among you。
那么在座的弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
大概很多人都知道
maybe, many of you may know,
这个圣所、啊、有外院子
the,、it has the outer court
有至圣所
the tabernacle, you have the holy place and the holy of holies
我是简单化
That's a very brief diagram、
啊、这个律法放在哪里呢
Where do you put the law?
就是放在、啊、这个至圣所的这个柜里头
That is within the ark you, put, you have the law
因为这个律法
Because the law
是神的约
Is God's testament
所以这个柜就被称作约柜
Therefore it's called the ark of testament
因为律法是神的见证
Because the law is God's testimony
所以这个柜也被称作见证的柜
That is the ark of the testimony
然后呢这个外院子啊
Or, yeah.
就有祭坛
On the outer court you have the
洗濯盆
Altar, the laver
然后呢
？Showbread table，
这个陈设饼的桌子，金灯台
，Golden lampstand。
然后呢，金香坛
，And the golden incense altar。
神就要神的子民啊，围绕着帐幕和神啊住在一起。
God wants His people to surround, okay, the tabernacle。
北边三个支派
，There are three。
东边三个支派
，on the east three，
南边三个支派
，south three tribes，
西边三个支派
，on the west they have three tribes。
这是神跟人住在一起的图画。
This is a picture of God's dwelling with man。
坦白说
，strictly speaking，
从神的创造开始
，beginning from God's creation，
到出埃及记的帐幕立起来
，to the erecting of the tabernacle in Exodus，
神并没有跟人住在一起。
God had never dwelt with man。
虽然伯特利的梦
，although there was a dream in Bethel，
说出神要跟人住在一起
，speaks forth that God wants to live with man。
但是严格来说，神没有跟人住在一起。
Strictly speaking, God had never lived with man before。
你去读啊，出埃及记的最末了一章
，read the last chapter of Exodus。
当帐幕啊建造起来之后
，after the tabernacle was finished，
神的荣耀就充满会。
God's glory filled the tabernacle.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神就要神的子民围绕着帐幕啊，是搭帐篷。
God wants His people to tend around the tabernacle.
这就是为什么神的选民啊，进到迦南美地啊。
That is why after they enter into the good land，
神要他们呐、啊，过这个住棚节。
They want to have the Feast of Tabernacles.
就是要他们纪念这件事。
That they will remember of this one thing.
他们在旷野漂流的时候。
And when they were roaming in the wilderness.
40年。
For 40 years.
神和他们住在一起。
God was dwelling together with them.
为什么新耶路撒冷
Why do we have the New Jerusalem?
还要称作神的帐幕呢
Be called the Tabernacle of God.
也是。我们要永远纪念。
This is for eternal remembrance。
当我们在这个还没有到达永远以前呢、啊，
Before、
神是跟我们啊，好像在帐幕下住在一起。
Before that eternity, God today is like, He's dwelling with us like a tent moving around。
那你想想看，住在帐幕里的神啊，是荣耀的神。
This God who dwells in the tabernacle is glorious。
围绕他的是亏缺神荣耀的罪人。
And those who surrounding him are men who will fall short of the glory of God。
住在帐幕里的是圣洁的。
The one who lives in the tabernacle is he's holy。
我们是不圣的。
We are the unholy ones。
他是光明的。
He is light。
我们是黑暗的。
We are darkness。
他是满了爱的。
He is full of love。
我们是有限的。
We are limited in our love。
他是公义的。
He is righteous。
我们是不义的。
We are unrighteous。
能住在一起
？Can we dwell together？
可能吗
？Is it possible？
哎，这就是为什么要有利未记啊
？That's why you need Leviticus。
神就把啊这个 祭坛摆在这里。
God placed the altar there.
神要大祭司。
God wants the high priest.
然后呢，为着神的百姓啊，五种的光景。
The five situation of God's people.
第一
，one，
我们没有完全向着神。
We are not absolute for God.
我们需要燔祭。
We need the burnt offering.
第二
，two。
我们对神对人都是不对的。
We're not right with God and man.
我们需要素祭。
We need the meal offering.
第三
，Number three，
我们与神与人呐、啊、都不是和平的。
We do not have peace with God and man.
我们需要平安祭。
We need the peace offering.
第四
，Number four，
我们里头啊有罪性。
We have the sinful nature within.
我们需要赎罪祭。
We need the sin offering.
第五
，Number five，
我们有过犯牵有
，We have trespasses and transgressions。
我们需要赎愆。
We need the transgress offering。
我们都不懂我们问题这么多。
We don't know. Actually, we have so many problems.
但是在神的光底下
，But under God's light，
神要跟人住在一起。
God wants to dwell together with man。
人就是不完全的。
We're imperfect。
人就是啊，这个。不平衡的
，We're unbalanced。
人是啊，没有平安的
，We have no peace。
人满了罪性的
，We're full of sins。
人满了罪行的
，We're full of sin and sins。
能住吗
？Can God dwell with us？
需要大祭司
，We need the high priest。
在这里啊，为我们献上五种祭物
，To offering the five offer sacrifices。
然后特别提到，祭坛的血要被大祭司啊带到至圣所里
，Then the blood of the altar will bring。By the high priest into the holy of holies，
来与神相会
，to meet with God。
如果我们读啊这个立位记，就发现这个大祭司啊是带胸牌的。
If you read Leviticus, you see the high priest has a breastplate。
胸牌有十二块宝石
，the 12 stones there。
写上以色列十二个支派的名字
，inscribed with the 12 tribes' names。
这个大祭司还要带着两个肩带的
，it's also have two shoulder pieces。
每个肩带啊
，and every shoulder
各六个以色列支派的名字
，the names of the tribes inscribed six each.
说出什么呢
？And what does that speak forth?
一位大祭司
，There's one high priest.
在他的爱里
，In his love，
胸怀的我们
，He's holding us.
在他的背负里
，In his bearing，
担当我们的软弱，背负着我们
，Our weakness bearing us.
借着铜祭坛
，Through that
洗濯盆。
Altar
陈设饼的桌子，金灯台，金香坛，我不讲细节了。要把我们带到至圣所里。
So all the furniture things is to bring us into the holy of holies.
来与神相会。
To meet with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
我们所有的人
，All of us，
都要经过大祭司的带。
Need to go through the high priest's leading.
看懂吧
？Have you seen this picture?
把我们带到神里面。
To bring us into God.
借着这个帐幕
，Through this tabernacle.
神来到人中间。
God came to man.
借着祭物
，Through the sacrifice.
人进到神里面。
Man enters into God.
我和弟兄姊妹讲哈
，Let me tell you.
大概人啊都忽略一个很重要圣经的真理。
Many people neglect a basic fundamental truth of the Bible.
就是神要和人啊构建成为一个相互的住处。
That God and man wants to be in, constructed together with man to be a mutual dwelling place.
Amen.
Amen.
好，等到进到美地之后呢
？After entering the good land,
这个暂时的帐幕
，the temporary tent,
神就要他们改去。建造这个圣殿
will turn into a stable temple.
那你好好读圣经。
If you read the Bible,
圣殿是怎么建造的
？How was the temple built?
是神的子民
，is by God's people.
享受这个美地的丰富
，through the riches of the enjoyment of the
来到君王的时代
，they come to the age of the kings.
圣殿才建造起来。
It is at the age of the kings the temple was built.
这里有很多表征的故事。
There are many types and typologies.
时间的关系啊，我不能细讲。
Because of time, I can't go in detail.
重点我要提。
Main point
旧约这些都是预表
is that all the things happening in Old Testament is just a typology.
新约才是这个预表的应验
The New Testament is the fulfillment of all the typology.
约翰福音第一章
John 1
说到太初有话
In the beginning was the word.
话与神同在
The word was with God.
话就是神
And the word was God.
到了十四节怎么说呢
Verse 14
化成了肉体
The word became flesh
施搭帐幕在我们
Tabernacle among us
哎呀亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
如果神不在人性的帐幕里
If God cannot be in the tabernacle of the humanity.
他怎么能够在人中间呢?
How can he be among men?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
他不光是帐幕。
Not only he's a tabernacle.
约翰福音第二章呢?
John 2.
啊，对不起，我再说，约翰福音第一章呢?
One.
说到他是帐幕。
Talk about he's a tabernacle.
也说到他是神的羔羊。
Also he's the Lamb of God.
你就懂了。
Then you know.
他是帐幕啊，是来到人中间。
He's the tabernacle among us to be among men.
他是羔羊啊。
He's the lamb.
就是旧约一切祭物的实际。
He's the reality of all the Old Testament offerings.
也是所有祭物的那个应验。
And the fulfillment of the offerings.
他来解决所有我们的难处。
He solved all of our problems.
目的就是要把我们带到神里。
Purpose is to bring us into God.
约翰福音第二章。
John 2.
有一个故事大家很熟。
A story we are familiar with.
就是主耶稣啊，有一天啊，就来到啊这个耶路撒冷。
Our Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem.
就看见这个耶路撒冷这个店啊，满了卖这个牛羊鸽子的。
And a lot of money exchangers of animals around.
还有兑换银钱的。
And yeah, there was money exchangers and animals.
主耶稣在那里就啊发了易怒了。
The Lord Jesus was angry.
就拿了绳子做成鞭子。
He used the
推倒了兑换银钱之人的桌子。
He overthrew the table and also made a whip.
把牛羊啊全部赶出去。
Cast out all the cattle.
如果今天你到巴勒斯坦地啊做这件事
，If you do that in Palestine today,
大概你可以想到你的命运了，就差不多了。
I can foretell your destiny.
所以他就对。他门徒们就想起
，So his disciple remembered
经上怎么记呢
？What did the Bible record？
我为你的家
，That for your house，
心里焦急
，The zeal of your house shall eat me up， devour me。
他对犹太人说
，And he told the Jews，
你们拆毁这殿
，You torn down this temple，
我三日内要再建造起来。
If you destroy this temple 3 days， I will build up again。
那个犹太人就说
，The Jews said，
这殿呢、啊、是46年才盖建成的。
This building was built in 46 years。
你说什么狂傲的话？三天就要建造起来
？What high words you saying？ 3 days？
等到主耶稣从死里复活
，After the Lord resurrected from the dead，
门徒才想起他说的话。
The disciple remembered his words，
是指着他的身体说的。
He's talking about his body。
他的身体，肉身的身体。要被犹太人在十字架上拆毁。
His physical body will be destroyed by the Jews on the cross.
但是他奥秘的身体
，But his mysterious body
要经过三日的复活
，will go through 3 days resurrecting，
重新再建造起来
，shall be built up。
这个奥秘的身体就是教会。
That mysterious body is the church。
难怪以弗所书第二章
，That's why Ephesians chapter 5，
21节、22节这样说。在他里面
，in him，
全房连接一起
，chapter two，
长成在主里的圣殿
，all being joined together，
我们也在他里面
，a temple of God， and we've been built together，
成为神在灵里的
，to become God's dwelling place in spirit。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters，
教会是神的家
，the church is the house of God，
神住在我们
，God is dwelling in us，
神也是我们的住处
，God is our dwelling place。
我们要住在神里面
，we need to live in Him，
不要迷信上天堂
，don't be superstitious。
你想，这位有旨意、有计划、有目的、有经纶的神
，This God of purpose is economy with His will and His plan。
他终极的成就是把人带到一个物质的地方吗
？Will this God bring people into a physical place？
这位有旨意、有计划、有目的的神，他是要进到人里面。
This God of purpose, economy, and His will wants to live in man。
也是要人进到神里面。
Also, He wants man to live in Him。
神与人，
God、
人与神
，man and God，
构建成为啊相互的家。
To constitute into a mutual abode。
阿门不阿门啊
？You amen 呢？
这个相互的住处啊
，the mutual abode，
要来到终极的完成，就是新耶路撒冷。
Will come to its ultimate consummation, the new Jerusalem。
千万不要把新耶路撒冷。
Don't think of the New Jerusalem.
迷信你将来要去的地方。
It's a place that you want to go to later.
这个我们中间有一首诗歌、啊。
There's a hymn among us.
我不知道英文是几首，我们中文是36首啊。
Chinese.
这个我年少的时候是非常喜欢的。
I really love that hymn when I was younger.
那个调大概是这样：我们不会疲倦，不唱这首旧诗章。荣耀归神，哈利路亚！神浪依旧令你比前更坚强。荣耀归神，哈利路亚！
我的求主有权利可以担得上死刑，
因为天国的光明，我们混得是飞翔，不求我们生。
To the presence of the King， Glory to God, hallelujah.
我年少的时候很喜欢。
When I was young, I really loved this hymn.
因为这个调真好。
Because I love the melody, the tune.
还有呢，声浪依旧。And 邻里更坚强。
A wonderful song to sing.
哎，这个，我们在年轻的时候啊。
When we were young, we loved this hymn.
这个，但是呢，这首诗歌我不知道英文翻的怎么样啊？我们中文翻的是很差的啊。
The Chinese really had a bad translation.
这个很可能英文也是很差的啊。
Many English is the same.
其中有真理啊，大大错误的地方。
There's some truth that's not wrong, greatly wrong.
那你说我们要去之城
？It says the city that we'll go to,
乃是父神所建造。
It's what the Father has built.
我后来唱不下去了。
I can't sing this anymore.
啊，你英文是不是 go to 啊？
Go to, right?
Go to 啊 ，Go to 就错了。
Yeah, sounds good.
我们不是要去的地方，这个城是我们要成为的城啊。
It's not we're going to, we're becoming the new Jerusalem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，大概我很少人会领会啊。你我要成为新耶路撒冷。
Phil will realize that we are to become the new Jerusalem.
这个城不是你去的地方。
It's not where you go to.
是你要去成为的。
What you're becoming.
Amen.
Amen.
还有啊，我很难唱一个地方。
Another place I don't want to sing.
啊，就是那里啊，我们要同众圣拥挤耶稣身。
Okay, there's
第四节
，verse four.
啊，英文没有这样翻啊。
Chinese translate.
你就翻英翻我们中文啊。
Chinese, okay, translate. In that day, we'll crowd with the multitude around Jesus' side.
哎呀，我都唱不下去啊。
I just can't sing this.
这个读新约，我们知道拥挤耶稣身的是没得救的。
You know, those who are crowding around Jesus' side in the New Testament are unsafe ones.
反而那个患血肉的摸了主的衣裳穗子啊，得医治了。
But that woman touched the Lord's skirt fringe. She got saved.
主说谁摸我
？The Lord said, "Who touched me?"
门徒们说大家都拥挤你，怎么会大家都摸到了
？People are crowding around you. Everyone touched you.
这个。但是主说
，The Lord said，
他发现有能力从他身上出去。
No, there's power that came out from me。
所以拥挤的啊，没有得到。
So those who are crowding around didn't get it。
带着信心接触的才得到。
But through faith in contacting the Lord, that one got it。
我们怎么可能在拥挤？那时候还要拥挤耶稣。
At that time, why are we crowding around the Lord's side？
那时那里也不对。
Yes, over there, it's not right。
后来我改了一下，我想改那时可以讲。
Maybe at that time, don't say the place, okay？
不是那里
，It's not there，
是那时
，It's at that time，
我们要同众圣啊，构建基督身啊
，We shall be constituted to be that city，
body， 构建基督的身体，不是拥挤耶稣的肉身身体
okay, okay. ，It's that crowding around his body， but constituted to be his body。
我改了很多地方。
I changed the translation a lot.
这个李弟兄也告诉我们，有很多啊是从基督教的诗歌。
Told us many are chosen from Christianity the songs.
在当时我们真理也没有那么丰富。
At that time our truth wasn't so rich.
啊，有的时候李弟兄说这首不要放进去。
And sometimes brothers say don't put it in.
但是弟兄姊妹说大家都喜欢唱。
And brothers sisters say oh we love this hymn let's put it in.
所以啊就逼着李弟兄啊还是把它放进去。
So they forced brother Lee okay let's put it in.
这个慢慢啊，到了今天的亮光，我们就唱不下去了。
So with the light that we have today, we can sing the song as it is.
新耶路撒冷
，the New Jerusalem，
绝对不是我们将来去的地方。
It's not where a place where we go to.
因为啊，在启示录里
，but in Revelation，
非常深奥的事
，something mysterious and profound.
这个你去读启示录一章第一节哈
，read Revelation 1:1.
神要将那个将来必要成的事。
The things that are to come,
用表号啊，只是他的奴仆啊，约翰。
He has revealed to his servant John in signs.
那约翰就把他所看见的就写下来了。
So John wrote what he saw.
所以，请听啊，
so listen,
都是表号。
Everything is signs.
表号是带着有深意的这个意义的。
Okay, the matter by signs it has a deep and profound meaning.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
你看见表号金灯台。
You see the sign, the golden lampstand.
表征召会。
Typify the churches.
你也看见啊，天上的七星。
Also the seven stars.
表征啊，召会的使者。
Typifying the messengers of the churches.
你今天千万不要把金灯台就领会成一个物质的，召会领会成是一个物质的灯台。
Don't understand the church as a physical golden lampstand.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
你看见啊，这个背道邪淫的耶洗别。
You see Jezebel.
那个耶洗别啊，以肉身的来说，早就过世了。
Jezebel passed away, you know, physically.
但是将来有被盗的召会，有一个可怜的光景啊，就是邪淫的这个耶洗别。
But in the coming, there is a apostate church. It's just like Jezebel, as apostate and as adulterous.
四章五章
chapter 4 and 5.
我们就看到啊，这个基督就是那个得胜的狮子。
Christ is the overcoming lion.
他也是神的羔羊。
He is also the Lamb of God.
那你千万不能讲啊，这个狮子啊和羔羊啊啊，就是真的四条腿一个尾巴的这个狮子和羔羊。
Don't say lion lamb is with a tail, right? With four legs.
Amen 吧。
Is that Christ? Amen.
到了第六章就讲到四匹马了。
Then you can chapter six, you know, the four horses.
讲到白马表征啊，
White、
这个福音的得胜
，typifying the overcoming gospel.
红马表征战争
，the red war typifying war.
黑马表征啊，饥荒
，the gray horse typifying famine.
啊，灰马表征死亡
，the gray horse typifying death.
从基督的升天啊，这四匹马就一直跑。
From the ascending of Christ, these four horses began to run.
一直要跑到末了三年半的结束。
The horses run until the last.
一面来说，福音要传遍整个巨人之地。
On one hand, the gospel shall be preached to all the inhabitants.
福音无论传到哪里都是得胜的。
Everywhere the gospel preached shall be prevailing.
但是在福音的传扬过程中
，In the process of preaching the gospel,
你会看到战争
，You see war.
你会看到饥荒
，You see famines.
你会看见死亡
，You see death.
这个主耶稣在讲马太福音二十四章的时候
Matthew 24
这个论到这些战争饥荒死亡的时候
Concerning war, famine and death
他都讲到这是惨难的开始
This is the beginning of the tribulation
如果我们讲我们要说这是灾难
We say it's calamity
但是主说是惨难
But the Lord used the term tribulation
惨难是
travailing,
惨难是什么呢
What is that travailing
是生产啊
it's a travailing it's giving
神的儿女啊
birth, to give birth to God's children
坦白说啊越有战争的地方人越容易得救
Actually those places with wars people are
越有饥荒的时候人越容易得救
When you have famine people are easily
越有死亡的光景人越容易得救
Where there's death people are easily saved
无论如何福音到哪里都是得胜的
Wherever the gospel goes it is prevailing
Amen
Amen, Amen.
我不再多说了。
I don't want to speak more.
啊，刚才我们读的十二章，宇宙光明的妇人是表号。
That woman in chapter 12 is a sign.
大红龙是表号。
That dragon is a sign.
男孩子是表号。
The man child is a sign.
出手的果子是表号。
The first fruits is a sign.
站在玻璃海上的是表号。
Those who are standing over the glassy sea, their signs.
最大的表号。
The greatest sign.
就是新耶路撒冷。
Is the new Jerusalem.
绝对不是将来迷信去的地方。
It's not a superstitious place that you go to.
它乃是表征。神历世历代经过他救赎拯救工作的终极完成
This is the ultimate consummation of God's redemption and salvation work throughout the centuries
这样的新耶路撒冷它被称作神的帐幕
Such a new Jerusalem is called the tabernacle of God
这样的新耶路撒冷就是神的殿
That is God's temple
你去读圣经
Read the Bible
启示录二十一章第三节第二十二节
Revelation 21:23
我不带大家读了
I won't ask you to read
你看见了没有
Have you seen it
就说整个旧约历史那个启示的中心
The center point of entire Old Testament history
就是神要得着一个相互的住处
It's God wants to gain a mutual abode
终极完成就是新耶路撒冷
To consummate the new Jerusalem
那我还要讲一件事。
I want to speak one more thing，
也就是已过几天我们没有讲的。
The past few days we didn't talk about。
这个旧约啊，也摸到一件呐、啊，在神心头里头，真正神和人的关系。
And the Old Testament has also touched something that's deep in God's heart，
就是一个宇宙的罗曼史。
That is a divine romance in the universe。
其实，在旧约里啊
，Actually in the Old Testament，
圣经就说造你的是你的丈夫。
The Bible talk about who your maker is Jehovah。
啊，大概我们的领会啊，造我们的是神。
Your maker we think is God。
但是圣经上说造我们的是我们的丈夫。
But the Bible says that he who makes us your maker is your husband。
那人的被造呢
？And the creation of man。
就是目的要做神的妻子。
It's just to be God's wife。
今天是我们的第八篇信息了。
This is message number eight.
我们都是从小申言者书拿出来讲的。
We pick the points from the minor prophets.
如果我们讲的不足的地方，请大家回去去追求。
If we are short, please go back and pursue on your own.
但是关于神追求我们
，Concerning God's going after us，
在小申言者有一卷。
There is a book in the minor prophets.
现在我要讲。
Now he wants to talk about.
就是何西阿书。
That is book of Hosea.
小申言者的第一卷。
The first book of the minor prophets.
哎呀，如果你去读何西阿。
Go and read the book of Hosea.
读不下去。
You can't read it.
就是何西阿是主前七八百年的一个人物。
Maybe a person 700-800 years before the Lord.
神就借着申言者。
Through the prophets.
这个何西阿。
Hosea,
要对神的子民说话。
He's to speak to God's children.
如果要说话
，If you want to speak，
就说神你要我说什么
？Just say, God, tell me what to say.
我就去讲就好了。
Then I'll just say it. That's all.
但是不是神不叫他这样讲
？No, God didn't ask Hosea to do this.
他说
He said,
你去娶一个妓女。
Go to take a wife of harlotries.
哎呀，你如果是申言者
，If you're a prophet，
去不去啊
？Will you go？
难啊
，It's hard，
啊，他就娶了一个妓女歌蔑
，And he married a harlot，
生了三个孩子
，And had three children， Gomer，
第一个孩子是男的
，The first is a son，
神就要他给他取名叫做耶斯列
，And call him Jerezio，
啊，为什么要取名叫耶斯列
？Why is it that name？
神就说到了时候
，He says at that time，
我必追讨耶户在耶斯列。流人血的罪。
God will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and he will punish Israel.
第二他就生了一个女儿。
And he had a daughter.
他说你要给她取名叫罗路哈玛。
他 Lo Ruhama, that's her name.
这个罗路哈玛什么意思呢
？What does it mean, Lo Ruhama?
不再连续。
That means no more compassions.
如果你的女儿
If your daughter is here,
我们都是取很好听的名字。
We just give our daughters good names, right?
是吧？像我的孙女
grandchild daughters, his granddaughters.
他的爸爸就给他取名叫做
Eva,
Eva, 就是夏娃。
Eva, right?
这个是德国音的，叫 Eva.
Eva, okay.
这个
就是活。That means live, living.
活嘛。
She's living, right?
不再连续。
No more mercy.
这个。但是他是申言者，神要他。其实他对以色列人说就好了吗
？He said, "Just speak to Israel. That's good enough."
他生的孩子不再连续。
But even the child is named No More Mercy.
生的第三个也是女儿。
Okay, third, another daughter.
他给他取名叫做这个罗阿米。
Called Lo Amia.
什么叫罗阿米呢
？What does it mean?
不是我的子民。
You are not my people.
明明是我的孩子，不是我的子民。
It's my kid. I tell you, you're not my people.
哎呀，你看看
Look at it.
然后呢？接下去呢？他故事又来了。
Another story came.
到了第三章
Chapter three.
他说：“你再去娶一个女人。
”Go find another woman, marry her.
后来我们一读经再去娶的那女人还是那个歌蔑。
It's still that same woman.
那什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
歌蔑生了三个孩子就跑了。
That lady married him and ran away.
他又跟别人走了。
That harlot went away with someone else.
这个常常我们是既往不咎嘛，结婚就算了。
Very often after we got married, okay, it's okay, it's over, okay.
又跑了。
Start new, but she ran away again.
这个跑了，就离异了嘛。
When you run away, then you partner, right? You're divorced or whatever.
神又叫他，你再去娶。
He said, "Go marry her again."
哎呀。对
，Yeah, she
听得懂了。
Yeah, she found another husband, you know, someone else.
这一卷书
，This book,
神就借着申言者写
，was written through the prophet.
神的子民就是这样的光景。
Actually, God's children are in this situation.
你不要说这革命真坏呀。
Don't say that this she's so bad.
你要看你就是哥们。
Actually, you are Gomer.
你同意吧
？Do you agree?
何西阿书一共是十四章。
Total 14 chapter, the book of Hosea.
前三章说淫乱的妻子。
First three chapters talk the adulterous wife.
再来十章 从第四章到第十三章被盗的子民。
And the rest is the apostate people.
但是就是在这一卷书。
It is in this book.
这个神又说话了。
God spoke again.
从前说不是我子民的。
Those who are not my people.
现在要称我的子民。
Shall be called my people.
从前说啊不再连续的，现在我要连续。
Those who are called no more mercy, and now I will show them mercy.
这个何西阿二章啊。
Hosea 2.
请大家回去读。
If you have time, go back and read it.
圣经上怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
我必聘你永远为妻。
And I will betroth you to myself forever.
以公义和公平。
And in righteousness and justice.
以慈爱和连续聘你归我。
And I betroth you to myself with loving kindness and compassion.
我必以信实聘你归我。
Indeed, I will betroth you to myself in faithfulness.
你就必认识我是耶和华。
And you will know Jehovah.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在神造人啊。
When God created man.
就是要人来做他的配偶。
It's for man to be his counterpart.
但是人的光景啊。
But man's condition.
这个离神的心差太远。
Man's so far apart from God's heart.
人啊，却爱了许多的别的。
Men love many other things.
有人爱事业。
Some people love your career.
有人爱地位。
Some people love position.
有人爱钱过于爱主。
Some people love money more than God.
我们这些的光景，在神看就是淫乱。
All of our situation, God considered that harlotry.
在神看就是被盗。
That is apostate.
到了一个地步啊。
To a point.
神啊，就明说他要这。借着环境来惩治以色列。
God will use environment to judge Israel.
坦白讲，这一惩治啊
，in that judgment，
就惩治了2600年哦。
For over 2600 years of punishment.
从何西阿开始写书到巴比伦
，of Hosea to Babylon，
以色列人就被掳到巴比伦。
Israel were captured by the Babylonians.
然后借着马代波斯。
希腊、Greece，
到了罗马
Empire, Roman Empire，
少数的人在过程中是回来
，Only a few returned。
其实目的就是为了基督要降生犹大地的伯利恒。
The returns for Christ to be born in Bethlehem，
来应验圣经
，to fulfill the prophecies。
阿门吧
，Amen。
然后也是为着借着罗马的政权啊
，through Roman Empire，
有了一个非常残忍的刑罚，就是十字架。
Death, way of death that is a cross.
来应验了圣经上基督要挂在木头上。
That fulfill that Christ will be crucified, nailed on the cross.
长话短说，也是借着罗马交通的便利
，through the conveniences of the transportation of the Roman Empire.
来为了基督的在他的复活里，能将福音传到所有居住之地。
The gospel could be preached to the inhabited earth.
一面来说
，on one hand,
这个历史的政权呢、啊、是。迫害神的选民。
The all the empires is to destroy.
另外一面说，在这个破坏的过程中，奥秘的事在那里发生。
In the meantime, a lot of mysterious things are happening.
Amen. 三一神经过种种过程。
The triune God going through all the processes.
他成为肉体。
He became a man. He incarnated.
将神带到人里。
To bring God into man.
使神与人的连结
God
调和
and man may be mingled and blended as one.
他也过了三十三年半。
He lived 33 and a half years of human life.
在他的人性里，能够彰显神圣的属性。
Express the divine attributes in his human virtues.
然后他为我们钉十字架。
And he nailed for us on the cross.
那个钉十字架是包罗万有的死。
That crucifixion is the all-inclusive death.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，我们这个邪淫的这个。妻子啊
，the adulterous wife，
我们这么罪恶，他怎么用公义来聘你
？We're so evil. How can he betroth us with righteousness and justice？
他用连续聘我们是 OK 了啊。
With compassion is OK。
公义来聘啊
，but to betroth us with justice and righteousness，
我们的情形配不上公义。
Because our situation cannot match his righteousness。
感谢主，他钉十字架。
Thank the Lord, he crucified the cross。
来了结啊，我们啊罪的问题。
Terminated the problem of sin。
旧人旧造的问题。
The old creation of man。
撒旦世界。
Satan and the world。
与人不一的问题。
We're not one with man。
同时释放了他神圣的。
Release his divine life。
Hallelujah。
Hallelujah。
他还在他的复活里。
In his resurrection。
在他的人性。
In his humanity。
带到神性
，He bring humanity into divinity，
来升为神的长子
，to be begotten with the firstborn son of God，
来成为赐生命的
，to become the life-giving spirit，
为着他的身体就重生了我们
，regenerated the believers for his body，
还在他的升天里
，in his ascension，
Hallelujah，
Hallelujah，
他被立为主为基督
He was made Lord and Christ
为世上君王的元首
As the head of all the nations
也是救主
He is also the Savior
他是大祭司
He is a high priest
他是真帐幕的执事
The minister of the heavenly tabernacle
他是新约的中保
He is the mediator of the new covenant
他也是更美之约的保证
And also the surety of that new covenant
他是神和人中间的辩位者
And he is the advocate or paraclete of God and man.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊,
so dear brothers and sisters,
今天他在天上就为你我代求。
So now, he's interceding for you and I.
一面来说了结我们消极的事。
On one hand, he terminated all the negative things.
积极我们配不上的，他为我们代求。
What we cannot match up to, he intercedes for us.
Amen.
Amen.
哦，那灵也在我们里面。
Spirit is also in us.
用说不出来的叹息。
Sighing and groaning.
为我们来祷告。
To intercede for us.
我告诉弟兄姊妹
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
这个就是何西阿这卷书
Just this book of Hosea.
说神聘我们、啊、
God betrothed us.
其中有一句话
This one word.
非常宝贝
It's very precious.
它是用慈神爱所牵引我
The cords of man and bands of love.
慈神爱所牵引我
The cords of man and band of love.
这个我们中文啊，这个慈神啊
In Chinese.
翻得太雅不好
It did not translate it. It says cord of loving kindness.
事实上、啊、是人的神。
Actually, it's a cord of man.
人的神就是爱的所。
It's a cord of man.
这是同位。
It's the same thing.
那也就是说，神圣的爱啊，是在人性的水平啊来临到人的。
That is divine love reached man at a human level.
如果他没有成为肉体
，without incarnation，
神就不能
God could not be brought into man.
他如果没有经过定时
，without through crucifixion，
旧造就不会被
the old creation would not be terminated.
如果他没有经过复活
，without resurrection and ascension，
人就不能够带到神里面。
Man cannot be brought into God.
他就不能为我们代求。
He cannot intercede.
他也不能住在我们的。
He cannot live in us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、啊、
sisters,
今天神的爱在人心的水平内就临到我们
So that God's love in the human level has reached us
我们是邪淫的
We are evil, we are apostate
我们是被盗的子民
We are people of apostasy
但是今天、啊、
But today
他已经经过过程
He has passed through a process
这个锁啊神啊
The cords of man has drawn you
你不来聚会，他还牵你。
You don't come to meeting, he still draws you the cords.
你呀、啊， right? 堕落到世界里，他还牵住你。
You fall into the world, he's still cording you.
你跑去看电影，他跟你去看电影。
You go to watch movie, he's there watching with you.
他跟你跑了。
He's running with you.
啊、哦、，Amen,
Amen.
但是呢
，But
到一个时候啊
，to a point.
啊，你不要以为他放掉你了。
Don't think he let you go.
他没有放啊。
He didn't let you go.
你看那个钓鱼就知道了。
You look at those who fishing.
一个鱼啊，开始刺饵了，
它、okay,
鱼掉了。
By the bait, okay, it's coming.
啊，气已牵住了。
Okay, it's course of man, right? The course is there.
啊，我们就跑。
Then we just keep running, running.、
啊、主耶稣啊，天天来聚会太麻烦了。
So troublesome. Don't come to meeting every day.、
啊、还要小牌。
Group meeting, oh Lord, no.
哦、啊，还要奉献。哦、
Consecration, oh Lord.
有时候最好啊。跑到一个地方啊。
I better hide to a place.
Go to a place. 都不认识我。
Nobody knows me.
你要说人不认识你啊，那根线没有断哦。
Man may not know you, but that cord is still there in you.、
哎、你看那个真正会钓那个大鱼的、啊、
Those who can catch big fish.
钓的时候，挣扎就放。
哎、if you struggle, you let go a little bit.
放到一个情形的时候。
To a point, what?
哎，这个不知道为什么。
Don't know why.
就是。这个是很奇怪的事，就是
something strange happened.
突然想到，是不是啊
？All of a sudden, you think about
我这个来聚会吗
？Should I come to meetings?
或者到旁边有一个弟兄姊妹就接触到你了
？There's a brother and sister just contacting.
Oh, hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah!
哎，他还没有，哦，又跑了。
Okay, you try to run away. They pull, go, back. Okay.
我不是开玩笑的。
I'm not joking. Okay.
这个，你这何西阿用啊，人神爱所。
Hosea used the cord of man, the bands of love.
他要把你做成啊
，the cord,
心爱的心腹啊
，and the band is to make you his beloved bride.
我再讲啊
，I will say again,
邪淫的
，we are evil
妻子
，we're adulterous
被盗的子民
，we're apostate people.
休了，应该是休了
，let go. We should let you been letting go a long time ago.
圣经上怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say?
我怎能
How can I
使你如啊这个亚玛
you like 亚玛
我怎能对待你啊像这个洗扁
How can you treat you like Shipping?
你知道这个洗扁跟亚玛哈
？You know these two, Shipping and Yama.
就是跟索多玛、俄摩拉一同啊遭毁的。
They were destroyed together with
神的子民
Sodom Gomorrah.
坦白说，神的子民啊，比这个索多玛、俄摩拉的光景啊，都还差了。
God's people is worse off than Sodom and Gomorrah. But in the book,
就是我怎能待你
？How can I treat you
跟洗马一样
？Like Shima.
洗扁一样，亚玛一样。
And Yama，
这个何西阿书十四章
，And Chapter 14，
第四节，我必医治他们的悖道。
I will heal their apostasy。
甘心爱他们。
I will love them freely。
因为我的怒气已从他们。
For my anger has turned away from him。
请大家回去好好读啊。
Go back and read the book of Hosea。
你可能啊读了半天很气那个人，但是你要知道那个人就是你啊。
But he is you。
然后你就会读出那个神对人那个感觉。
If you read it, you touch the feeling of God for man.
哎呀，一卷书啊，来表达我们真实的情形。神要把我们做成他心爱的心腹。
This picture depicts our real situation, but God wants to make us His bride.
哎，我们通常啊，读这个罗曼史喜欢读雅歌。
You know, Romans, right? We love to read the song.
愿他用口与我亲嘴。
Kiss me with the kisses of your mouth.
因为你的爱情比酒更美。
It's better than wine.
啊，然后呢，就说到这个佳偶啊，原来是法老车上套的骏马。
And they were the Pharaoh's horse.
哦，这个马啊，是很俊的啊。
This very horse look like.
但是不是为着神的，是一个法老套的。
It's by used by Pharaoh.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，我们都是为法老套的。
Actually, we're used by Pharaoh.
但是呢。就在这个雅歌这一卷书
，In the book of Song of Songs，
把它逐渐的变化
，The true transformation
成为啊谷中的百合花
，And she became the lilies of the valley。
在低微的情形里来信靠神
，To trust God in a lowly position。
我不细讲了，一直到最末。
I won't go in detail. All the way to the end，
皎洁像啊日头
，Bright as the sun，
像月亮
，Like the moon。
Amen。
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
他的名字啊就被称出来了。
His name, her name was called Shulamite.
在之前没有说他的名字叫什么。
Before it was a name, her name was not named.
这个苏拉密啊是啊所罗门啊阴性的写法。
Shulamite is a feminine form of Solomon.
这就说到神和他子民的神圣的罗曼史啊。
It speaks for the divine romance between God and His people.
至终就把神的选民。
Eventually.
做到一个地步
，God's people will be to a point
在生命、
in life and nature
功用、
function
上
and expression
都和他一模一样。
He is
完全能够与他相配。
So totally compatible, matching God.
这个是雅歌讲的。
That's what Song
我们很喜欢读。
We love to read.
啊，已过读雅歌，你读得很高兴。
You reading the Song, you really love it.
啊，你逐渐变化。
Through transformation,
有一天你就会成为啊，苏拉密。
Gradually, you become.Shulamite,
你就会成为他的复制
You become his reproduction
完全与他相配
To be absolutely matching him
你要说 Hallelujah
You say Hallelujah
但是这次不是读雅歌
But this time we're not reading the Song of Songs
这是读何西阿
The book of Hosea
Oh, 主耶稣啊
Oh, Lord Jesus
但是神的连续
It's God's mercy
神的慈爱
And his loving kindness
他一定要将我们做成
He will make us
他心爱的心
He is beloved bride
Amen
Amen
当主耶稣来到地上
When the Lord Jesus came to this earth
有一天、啊、约翰失禁的约翰看见他
John the Baptist saw him
就见证他
And testified
娶新妇的就是新郎
He is the bridegroom who is here for the bride
Amen
Amen
Hallelujah
Amen
然后呢保罗在写以弗所书第五章的时候
Paul in writing Ephesians chapter 5
论到丈夫要爱妻子
As in husband loving love your wife
妻子要顺从丈夫
your wife should submit to your husband
他说这是极大的奥秘
This is a great mystery
我是指着基督和他的召会说
But it's concerning Christ and the church
他劝啊这个丈夫要爱妻子
He exhorted the husband to love the wives
就如啊基督爱召会一样
like how Christ loved the church
那基督爱召会的爱是怎么爱呢
What kind of loveChrist loved the church.
为召会舍己
He died for the church. He gave himself for the church.
弟兄们要注意听这个话。
But it's listen, okay?
Amen.
Amen.
他不光说是舍己啊。
Not only died.
还要用话中之水。
But through the washing of the water in the word.
来啊，洗净啊，这个 召会的斑点皱纹。
To purify all the spots and wrinkles.
这个斑点就是我们的瑕疵。
The spots is our shortcomings.
哎呀，我就慢慢上了年纪啊。
As you grow old, you know.
身上一大堆斑点。
A lot of spots.
以前都看不见。
You couldn't see it before.
现在都跑出来了。
But now it appears.
哦，主耶稣啊。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
然后呢？
Then what?
这个皱纹骗不了人的。
Well, wrinkles cannot lie.
很多弟兄们说，林迪翁啊，你看起来还很年轻。
He said, Brother Lin, you look still young.
我说我62岁了。
I'm 62 years old.
我说你看看皱纹。
Look at my wrinkles.
骗不了人。
See, wrinkles can't lie.
我们有斑点。
We have spots.
我们有皱纹。
We have wrinkles.
但是呢，圣经上说，基督是用话中的水。
But in the Bible, it says Christ uses the water in the Word.
不是化妆水啊。
Not the
化妆水
cleansing creams. Chinese
中文才听得懂。
It's a punt, okay.
这个化妆的水
okay, the water in the word.
如果夫妻啊更多的读神的话
if you as couples you read God's word,
我们就会越过越背啊，神啊，除去我们的斑点。
Our spots will be taken away.
除去我们的皱纹。
Our wrinkles will be taken away.
使我们能够献给他自己。
So we can be presented to Him.
做个荣耀的召会。
As a glorious church.
当主再来的时候。
At the coming of His Him.
他再来的时候。
At His coming.
Amen.
Amen.
当他再来的时候。
At His coming.
他要迎娶他的心腹。
He will marry His bride.
你读启示录。
Read Revelation.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
他说羔羊婚娶的时候到了。
The wedding feast has come.
新妇也自己预
备好。The bride has made herself ready.
她得穿了明亮洁白的细麻衣。
She's wearing that bright robe.
然后圣经上说，这细麻衣就是圣徒自己所行的义。
And the fine linen, that robe is the righteousness song.
我们
live out by the saints.
初得救的时候
，when we begin to firstly begin to be saved,
是基督成了我们的公义。
Christ become our righteousness.
但是呢，我们要享受基督到一个地步。
But we need to enjoy Christ to a point.
我们要完全被他构成。
We should be totally constituted with him.
我们要在他里面成为神的义。
We should become God's righteousness in him.
就是啊，神啊，要完全从我们人啊彰显出来。
That is God need to be expressed through us, man.
这就是神圣的历史。
That is the divine history.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们就是在写这个神圣的历史。
Today we're writing the divine history.
让神从我们里面啊出来。
That is let God to live out of us.
当主再来的时候。
At the time of his coming.
他要迎娶他的心腹。
He will marry his bride.
Amen.
Amen.
我和弟兄姊妹讲啊，这个时间快到了。
Time is coming.
这个稀奇的就是，这个婚娶之后呢
？After that marriage，
就要来到地上。
Then we come to this earth。
这圣经上说啊
，And the Bible says，
这约珥书说
，In Joel，
四围的列国啊，你们要聚集前来。
The nation shall be gathered forth。
然后呢，约珥在那里有个祷告。
And Joel had a prayer。
耶和华
，Jehovah，
求你使你的重大能者在那里降临。
Come forth with your mighty ones.
哦，就是这个故事了。
That is that story.
启示录第十九章啊。
Revelation 19.
前面说是羔羊的婚娶。
And this the marriage feast of the Lamb.
但是后面却说，这个。
And the end, it talks about
这个羔羊啊，要来到地上征战。
The Lamb will come down to fight on this earth.
他是骑着白马的。
And he was riding on a white horse.
天上的众军也和他一同骑着白马。
And the host, heavenly host, will ride the horses with him.
啊，那这个天上的众军呢？他们所穿的衣服啊，又白又洁。
And the robe that they're wearing, they're white and pure.
就是那个细麻衣。
And that is the fine linen.
哎，你读出什么了
？What do you have here?
新妇的礼袍啊。
The wedding garment of the bride
就是打仗的战袍
is your war robe in fighting.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Oh, 就要带进基督显现
That will bring the manifestation of Christ.
千年国
That the thousand year millennium
要终极完成
will consummate the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
好，现在可以跟大家读读这个纲要了。
No, that's really how I.
其实都讲完了。
Actually, I finished all my talking, speaking.
第一大点，我们一同读一下。
Let's read Roman number one.
中文读中文，英文读英文，韩文读韩文，西班牙文。
Each according to its own language together. Our God is living. Our Lord is moving, the Spirit is working, and the people who know their God will show strength and take action.
好，第二大点。
Roman number two, God's ultimate.
所有的弟兄姊妹都要认识。
All the brothers and sisters, you need to know.
我们已经来到终极的行动了。
We have come to the ultimate move of God.
人类的历史啊。
The human history.
已经快来到这个末了的三年半了。
Coming to the last 3.5 years.
我们已经来到终极的行动。
We have come to the ultimate move.
在这个终极的行动里。
In this move.
就是人要完完全全被神啊变化，在生命和性情上成为神。
That man has beencompletely transformed, that man will become God in life and nature,
来预备好做他的心。
To be prepared to be his bride.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在地上婚姻啊。
Our marriage on this earth.
我不知道英文怎么讲。
I don't know how to say English.
配偶。
We say counterpart, right?
这个配就是配得上的叫配。
A counterpart or help meet.
这个适婚的男子啊，不会娶一个 baby 娃娃。
Okay, a man full grown will not marry a baby girl.
不配。
Because it doesn't match. Does not match.
这个，你不要以为啊，一个圣经所讲的东西只是一个这个表征的讲法而已。
Don't think a Bible only talks things in a symbolic way.
我们不配，永远不会是心腹的一部分。我们不和他不配啊，永远不会是心腹的一部分。
If we do not match him, we'll never be part of the bride.
所以我们需要在生命、性情、功用和彰显上，都能和他一模一样。
So in life, nature, in function, expression, we should be exactly the same as he is.
Amen.
Amen.
这个就是最末了的时代。
This is the last day.
终极的行动。
The ultimate move.
好，第一终点。在神的选民中间一直有复兴的渴望，我们借着时代的指示达到神圣启示的高峰，就能进入新的复兴。第二，神所赐给我们神圣启示的高峰乃是神永远经纶的启示。第三，神成为人和使人在生命和性情上但不在神格上成为神，这是整本圣经的要素，是圣经的盒子里面的钻石，也就是神永远的经纶。第四，借着神法理的救赎以及他使我们成为神升级救恩之过程，我们被预备好得以成为基督的心腹。
Amen
Amen Hallelujah
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 神成为人是借着他的经过过程。
God becoming man is through the processes that he went through.
人成为神需要第一面他法理的救赎。
Man becoming God needs the first aspect of his judicial redemption and his organic salvation.
重生我们。
He regenerated us, sanctifying us,
更新我们，
renewing us,
变化我们，
transforming us,
磨成我们，
conforming us,
至终叫我们得荣耀。
Eventually we'll be glorified.
重生叫我们有神的生命。
Regenerating causes us to have the life of God.
圣洁叫我们有神的。
Sanctification causes us to God's nature.
更新叫我们有神的。
Renewing causes us to have God's mind.
变化叫我们有神的。
Transformation causes us to have God's image.
磨成叫我们有神的所思。
Confirmation causes us to have God's being.
磨成叫我们有神的荣耀。
And confirmation,
这样我们就完完全全
we have God's glory.
在生命，
fully in life and nature,
在功用，
in function,
在彰显
expression,
能够与他一模一样。我们就能成为心腹的一部分，
part of the bride,
完全与他相配，
to be exactly matching him.
这是终极的行动。
This is the ultimate move.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们已经来到末了的时代。
We've come to the last age.
我和弟兄姊妹讲哈，一百年前
100 years ago,
这样的真理根本没有释放出来。
There's never been released such kind of truth.
关于殿啊，人还想到上天堂。
Concerning temple, people are going to heavens.
人没有领会神跟人的关系是罗曼史的关系。
And never thought the relationship between God and man is of divine romance.
就是这时代的末了。
At the end of this age,
这神圣的启示
this revelation
全部释放出来
has completely opened up to us.
这是圣经里头的钻石
this is a diamond in the Bible.
这是圣经里头神圣的要素
this is a key ingredient in the Bible.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们要来好好聚会
let's come to meetings.
我们需要层层复兴
let's be revived every morning.
我很喜欢早晨弟兄啊 讲的一段话。
He really loved, likes what brother said in the morning.
我们早上还是有训练的，今天早晨。
This morning we also had a training.
他这个复兴啊
，revival，
不是要等一个啊所谓的大复兴。
It's not waiting for a big event.
其实复兴是一个律。
Revival is a law.
如果你在这个律里
，If you're under the law，
你就会复兴。
Then you will be revived.
在神的创造里啊
，In God's creation，
给人肉身的身体
，God has given us a physical body，
都是要留意的。
You have to pay attention.
晚上十点十一点就是要你睡的。
10:11 p.m. you need to go to sleep.
早晨太阳起来了
，When the sun rises，
就是你要醒来的时候
，You need to wake up.
你不能啊，颠倒啊
！You can't be upside down.
正常人是这样。
A normal person is like this.
你不能过这样的生
活。Don't live such a life.
现在的年轻人啊
，The young people today
就是该睡不睡啊。
Time to sleep, they don't sleep.
这个太阳都已经下山了才起来、啊。
Okay, when sun sets, they wake up. okay, wrong.
你在杀害你自己。
You're killing yourself. Okay.
肉身的身体是这样。
It is the same with this physical body.
属灵也是这样。
Same with the spiritual.
圣经上怎么说呢
？What does the Bible say?
神没有断绝他的慈爱。
God has not forsaken His mercies.
他的怜悯每早晨都是新的。
His mercy is new every morning.
说到他的恩宠，像草上的甘露。
And concerning His loving kindness, it is like the dew on the grass.
神的怜悯，神的恩典，每早晨对你都会是新的时
候。God's mercy.
你到底在哪里
？And grace is new to you every morning. And where are you?
Amen.
Amen.
求主让我们呐、啊，该睡的时候啊，就睡啊。
The Lord calls us to sleep when it's time to sleep.
这个时代是非常坏的。这个电视是24小时。
This is evil generation. TV 24 hours.
电灯24小时也都可以亮。
The light is on 24 hours a day.
啊，有很多，尤其电脑，哎呀，这个青年人啊
，young people.
再一下。
Just a little bit longer.
再多一点。
Just a little bit more.
但是这个多一点多一点呢、啊、
？That another click and click.
已经到了早晨五点了。
It's 5 o'clock in the morning already.
我们这两天奉献有好多弟兄。
When many brothers and sisters consecrate.
重新奉献。
They reconsecrated.
有的说是两点睡觉的。
Some slept 2 a.m.
四点睡觉。
Some slept at 4 a.m.
这还是我们的弟兄姊妹啊、哦。
These are brothers and sisters, right?
哎，他们是做代表。
And they are just representatives.
就说我们差不多人都是这样。
Actually, we're just the same.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你愿意复兴吗
？Are you willing to be revived？
你不要等大复兴。
Don't wait for the big revival。
你每一天都可以复兴。
Every morning you can be revived。
圣经上说，义人的路啊
，the path of the righteous，
像黎明的光
，it's like the dawn，
越照越明，直到日午。
Until noon， okay， until， yeah。
我们应该啊，过一个跟着太阳走的生活。
We should live a life following the sun。
当主再来的时候
，At the time of His coming，
他是公义的日头
，He is a righteous sun，
他满了医治的光线
，He's with healing its wings。
其实今天他对你就是日头
，He is the sun to you。
每天早晨
，Every morning，
你要转向主
，You need to turn to Him。
主耶稣啊
，Lord Jesus，
我爱你
，I love you。
和他有非常个人的
，To have a personal，
私下的
，Private，
情深的
，Intimate，
属灵的关系
，Spiritual relationship。
哎呀，我年少的时候啊
，When he was young。
这个是主特别的怜悯。
Lord's mercy。
这个每一天早晨。
Every morning。
哪怕我是孤单到旁边没有圣徒。
Even when I was lonely to a point there's no saints around me。
每天早晨五点半。
Every morning 5:30。
我会带着我的圣经。
I will bring my Bible and the hymns。
我是特别讲给青年人听。
I was speaking to the young people。
每一天呢、啊，一定唱一首诗。
I must sing a hymn。
我很喜欢唱羡慕类的。
I like to sing the category longing, right? This category.
我路困路，切慕溪水，里面干渴难言。哦，神，我心为你是罪，必你复苏恩典。每天呢
？Every morning.
每天像困路一样。
As a heart panteth.
切慕心
panteth for the waters.
主耶稣，我羡慕活在你面前，在早晨，在晚上，只有一时间。我不唱了，我告诉弟兄姊妹。
Okay, we won't sing, but let me tell you.
我们呢、啊，这一次啊，写了一个主题的歌。
We have a theme song or a banner song.
这个 banner song 啊。晨光东方升起
，The sun from east arise，
唤我起来歌唱
，Call me to sing and rise。
哎，晨光东方起来了
，The sun from east arise。
你应该向着主有歌的
，You should have a song within rising up。
你多久没唱歌了？
How long was the last time you sang a song to the Lord?
我不是说唱流行歌啊。
I'm not talking about the popular the top hits.
你有多久没有向主个人的歌唱？
But how long have you not have a song to the Lord?
Amen.
Amen.
还有一句话很好。
And that's a word is very good.
主恩如同甘露，温润冰冷心灵。
Right. Me awaken and revive, Lord. Grace as dew descends, my heart's ice melt away.
这个研究啊，这个科学的人告诉我们。
People study science tells us.
甘露怎么形成的
？How was the dew formed?
就是温暖的空气。
The warm atmosphere air
接触到这个冰冷的地。
Contact the surface of cold surface will form dews.
主恩就像甘露。
The Lord's grace is like dews.
你早晨啊，你这个地都是冰冷的。
In the morning, your heart is cold.
他能够来温润你。
He can warm you up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
让他来温润你。
Let him warm you up.
阿们吧。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主耶稣啊。
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好了，不讲了。
We can't speak anymore.
好，第五大点。
Romans 5.
我们要有份于主终极的行动，就必须在他祷告中祷告，在他的去里前去，在他的给予里给予。
Romans 5. In order to participate in the Lord's ultimate move, we must pray in His praying, go in His going, and give in His giving.
祷告与主合作。
To pray to be one with
the
Lord.
羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
Wherever the Lamb goes, we will follow.
我们也盼望能资助所有在真理上奉献的人。
We need to support all those who consecrate themselves.
圣经称他叫做真理的同工。
And the Bible calls them the co-workers of the truth.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在终极的行动里
，In the ultimate move,
盼望我们人人有份。
May we all of us take a part in it.
Amen.
Amen.
这是神终极的行动。
This is God's ultimate move.
愿神祝福弟兄姊妹。
And the Lord bless brothers and sisters.
我们都能够成为预备好的心腹。
We can be the prepared bride.
能够层层复兴。
To be revived every morning.
日日更新。
To be renewed every day.
除去斑点皱纹。
To be wrinkleless and spotless.
完全与他相配。
To be match him in every way.
迎接主的回来。
To welcome his return.
结束这个时代。
To consummate this age.
带进复兴的时代。
To bring in the age of restoration.
引进新天新地的新耶路撒冷。
To usher in the new Jerusalem in the new heaven and new earth. May the Lord bless us.